Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brunson gives it up. Three to shoot. Hard on the far ball fake. His floater rolls off. Rebound knocked out of bounds and will stay with the Knicks. Again, how many possessions, even if it's not a clean offensive rebound, have the Knicks created another opportunity?
Well, and this is the Knicks look like they're just quicker to the ball right now. That ball is bouncing, but it typically is bouncing off of Philly's hands, and it's ending up a Knick possession.
The story of the series right there. Possession after possession, the Knicks grab the offensive rebound, and the Sixers stand around and watch. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. A lot of reaction on the draft. We'll get to what's going to happen here with the secondary, because it's a good problem to have now. The Eagles have like 11 corners. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit with Cooper DeJean in the second round. Obviously, Quinyon Mitchell in the first round. Your chance to react as well. The Trott Jr. draft pick and everything, how he did this weekend. One of the better drafts across the NFL. So we'll get to all that coming up. Your Sixers reaction here. Are you annoyed at Joel Embiid? I am. Look, I'm not annoyed ever when a player just has a tough time. That happens, right? As long as he's giving max effort. And I do think Joel Embiid is giving effort. The problem is, and the frustrating part is, it's Groundhog Day because he doesn't play his best in the playoffs every year. The fourth quarters have been miserable in this series. Three out of four games, he's just been invisible. And then I'm annoyed hearing him talk about the fans yesterday. Not that he's totally wrong. It is frustrating to see all these Knicks fans here. I just don't want to hear from him when he no-shows the fourth quarter. So part of the reason the fourth quarter may have stunk for him yesterday is he was gassed, as he has been a lot in this series. Maybe because he played the entire second half. Here's Nick Nurse on the substitution patterns and Embiid and why he did what he did.
He was feeling good and wanted to go. So I think it's, you know, these games are all must win. And we didn't have a very good stretch when he was out in the first half. So we were willing to continue on.
I think Nick Nurse is between a rock and a hard place.
All right. Yeah, he's the best player. And you, like I said, if he's not out there, you're probably down 20 points. So he has to go. But when you have, like, as I've never been a coach, but when you have coaches that have players of his caliber and you have that player look at you and say, hey, coach, I can go, you expect him to go.
Right.
And unfortunately, for, you know, for a list of reasons, litany of reasons, Joel Embiid came up short in the fourth quarter. You can't do that. That's the bottom line. You know, we can sit here and the bench did not give him any help. We get that. And the other guys look like deer in the headlights. We get that. But I don't think anybody would argue with me when I say that the best player on the court at any given time during that series was Joel Embiid. And in the fourth quarter, when it's time to, you know, to pull him up by the bootstraps and get it done, he didn't get it done.
So I know Kyle made the point earlier that Brunson has gotten more help in the series than Joel has. And I don't disagree with that. But once in a while in a series, it does become my best player against your best player.
Yes.
I remember a game, I think it was 08 when the Celtics won the title. There was a game 7 where they played the Cavs, a young LeBron and Paul Pierce. They were just, it was back and forth, possession for possession. Pierce, LeBron. And Pierce got the better of him that day. You know, he had the better team around him, but he got the better of him. And yesterday, that wasn't yesterday one of the, it called for that kind of game. Like, the Knicks, I mean, their one center was out. The other center had 5 fouls. Hart stunk yesterday offensively. He didn't score much. That game became Brunson just kept scoring and Embiid fell off. Like they that game called for Embiid to do more down the stretch.
Isn't that kind of what happened to Brunson? Like the reverse happened in the last game. Joel Embiid put up 50 points and Brunson shrunk. But the game was, you know, close for the most part until we just, I mean, they were raining threes, which obviously is not something that's happened consistently for this team. But Brunson's had a lot more help in all three games, even the game where Joel Embiid dropped 50. Like, the only reason the Knicks were in that game at all was because of all the other guys.
I agree. I'm just saying yesterday. We can't say the help thing. Brunson didn't have any help yesterday. I mean, what help did he have? They had two players in double digits other than him. I mean, he didn't have much help.
Right.
That was, yesterday
I guess
was him.
My point is Embiid didn't really get the help. When Embiid had the 50-point game, it was, well, I guess Maxey played pretty well. But, yeah. But other than that, like, besides Embiid and Maxey, where is anybody?
I know. I'm just... If you just line, let's just do this. Then we'll go back to your phone calls. If we did a thing like playground basketball, who would be, of the three players picked, the first three players, how many would be on the Sixers?
Two. Playground basketball?
Two.
Yeah, two.
All right, so like I can't only go so far with the help. He's got this, he either has the third best player, or if you think Maxey's better than Brunson, which I don't, but he's kind of close. He has the third best player in the series on his side. I just like this whole thing would help as if the Knicks have five All-Stars. They have one great player. That's it. The Sixers have another All-Star on their team in Tyrese Maxey. So, like, I can only go so far with the help. Spanky's in Southwest Philly. What's up, Spanky?
Hold on. Hey, man.
What's
hey,
up, Spanky?
I got to say something, man. I was out with my lady yesterday, and I was walking into a restaurant. And I'll give him this. Yeah, I didn't like the way the crowd sounded, too. You heard it on the speaker before I saw the game. I said, damn, sound like the Knicks is at home. So I'll give them that. I was a little disappointed in us not showing up, but I'll give them that. What I'm more concerned about with this team is the lack of effort, man. I don't like the fact that mostly all of these games that they played in, that they didn't have the effort that these cats did. That was what was making me mad. And you're 100% right. Embiid is the superstar. I love this dude. Don't get me wrong. I don't want them to get rid of him. But at some point, man, he got to start taking responsibility for taking over these games. He's the biggest dude out there. He got Hardenstein in the foul trouble in the first half. That dude, he should have been muscling them dudes. I mean, at some point, at the end of the game, you got to take that say. You got to say, you know what, get me the ball. I'm gonna win this game. That's what I was impressed by, Jalen Brunson. I didn't know he had that in him. That dude was killing them yesterday. He was killing them. And I just didn't like the fact is that every year after year after year, we got to keep going through the same stuff, man. And I don't want to keep blaming it on the GMs that they didn't put a lot around this cat. I get it. But at some point, man, somebody got to come up with some effort. Tobias Harris was in my store. Oh, I managed one of the auto parts stores up here not too far from y'all. Tobias Harris was in my store a couple months back. And I told, this was when they was on the roll a little bit. And I told him, man, I was proud of him. I ain't proud of him right now, man. I'm pissed off, but I'm at a point right now where we used to this. I'm kind of numb to it right now. And I just want to say one more thing. I want to shout out to myself, man. I just got engaged a couple weeks ago to my lady. I'm real happy about that.
Shout out to yourself,
well,
man, brother.
Congratulations, Frankie. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So I was out a little celebrating a little bit yesterday because I'm still on a two to three week high about that. 52 years old after that, and I don't like the energy to this team, man. I don't know what it is. I always thought that they needed a point guard in here that can calm them down in the crucial moments.
Spank, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Spank. You 52?
Yeah, I'm 52, man.
Spank, listen, I don't want to be a hater.
Don't be ageist, Hugh.
Wait a minute. You damn, Spank.
Somebody in this city's
Spank,
getting a ring.
Hold up. Can I finish?
Hold on. You're going to – we might get an invitation to the wedding, and
no,
you're going
to
get it taken away.
But I'm about to say, Spank, you 52. Why you wait? I mean, you waited this long. Why you doing it now? I'm just asking.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because on a personal note, my lady died 10 years ago, and – my kid's mom died 10 years ago. I should have did it then, but I didn't. I just found love all over again, man. My lady's 55, I'm 52. We've been friends for a long time. We decided just to go in and rock it out. If I tell you the story, one of these days, one of these days, you're off in there up the top of City Line, you come and holler at me. I'm at
you know, you know what, Spanky? You already made me feel like a heel by asking now. So I didn't know it was going to be that deep, but
Spanky,
hey.
Congrats,
I'm glad you found love,
man. We're happy for you.
Somebody's getting a ring.
I'm just saying, being Spank the same age, I'm just like, why go?
And he hits you with some real life stuff.
He hit me with so much reality that was like a gut punch. Kind of like it was to see the Knicks fans yesterday doing all the stuff that they was doing outside the Wachovia Center.
And
like
inside. Can we hear it again? We put it at the beginning.
Oh, it's the Wells Fargo, my bad.
I never thought I'd hear that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It's one thing to hear them cheer in the game, right? When like Embiid missed a free throw shot, you know, obviously we're going to be quiet because it's a bad moment. And whatever's there, they're going to cheer. That, I get that. But that, you see the video of that, you're like, oh my goodness, that was rough there. Congratulations. How about a little shout out to himself? Like, we don't get those very often. I like that. You know what? Shout out me.
But self shout outs should become more of a thing.
I ain't mad at him, though.
No, it's awesome.
Just kind of hate I asked the question about, you know, but I walked.
You did walk right into it. And, by the way, he did mention Tobias Harris being disappointed. We check off from the box in Joel Embiid excuse bingo. Now we
congratulations,
have Tobias
Harris.
That's right. We have Tobias checked off here. So we're not quite at bingo, but we are certainly on the path to bingo before this show is over. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Yo, Jillio. What's the dealio?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
And shout out to my boy Spanky. Get married when you can, brother. I'm going home to my wife to a home cooked meal.
Hey, you ain't got Chuck. You ain't got to rub it in. You ain't got to rub it in, dog. You ain't got to rub it in.
I'm just saying, man. Ain't nothing out here. You know what I mean? Let my boy Spanky do what he does. Y'all been ready? 52, 32, or 62. Congratulations, brother. You know what I mean? You gotta love your life. Get married.
Yeah, I did hate on Spanky a little bit, though. I was.
And you, that was crazy, man. But it's cool, though. You get away with it. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, man. Listen, I want to say this fan base is officially not the best fan base in all of sports. I'm sorry. It's not the best fan base in all of sports no more. I know people, you know, 700 level where I grew up, you know, watching and I admire. Those guys are rolling over in their grave. If they're still alive, they're very disappointed in this new fan base. You know, you had Knicks fans being totally disrespectful in our building, thumping on our flags, throwing their chin outside our building. Like, Embiid, he shrunk in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? And Embiid don't have that killer instinct. It's just simple as that. You know what I mean? Embiid, you want to see somebody got that killer instinct, just go ahead and turn on the channel and look at Anthony Edwards when he dunked on Durant.
He's
a monster, man. He don't care who you are. He's coming to destroy you. And Embiid don't got that, man. He's a fake tough guy. He'll pick you up off the ground when he knocked you down. You want to check to see if you're okay. He's telling Jalen Brunson, I didn't do nothing to you. You know, it's just, you know, and anybody check on Batum yet? Because, I mean, Batum almost got his soul taken out of here. You know, in midair, he went up in one position. He came down the same position he went up with. That was a crazy block. Like, you know, this team is soft. You know, they don't have no desire to win to me. They traded all their heart away. You know, you could have used Marcus Morris. You could have used Patrick Beverley and still got Kyle Lowry in this type of series. You know what I mean? These guys, Matthew's running around smiling. Like, I need grit, man. I need grit.
Well, Chuck, it's like, a good point about Morris and Beverly. They would have matched the intensity of the Knicks. We don't have enough of it. We don't.
We don't have it. And you knew you was coming into a series with a team like this.
Yeah, you knew it was going to be a like knockdown this. Dragout from day one. Yeah. Like, that's what everybody talked about.
Yeah, but I don't get it, man. The Sixers are done, man. The Sixers are done. Just take me out my misery on Tuesday. Don't even try to just get out of it. Listen, I'm still disappointed in this organization. I'm disappointed in Embiid. I apologize to you another day. I take it back, man. He's soft and hot, man. Listen, let me say something about – I want to say something, give a shout-out to Jeffrey Lurie, because I think this was mainly Jeffrey Lurie more than anybody. Jeffrey Lurie said, go back, get my godson. I was so happy when we went and got Trout Jr. because I think he's going to be a great player here. And I always was a huge X-Men fan. And I think that, you know, to go back and get this guy, you know what I mean, it topped off the draft. The draft was already a great draft, but to top it off with the cherry, that was to go get Trotz, man. So I'm happy he's an Eagle. I believe he can start. Ain't nobody here is a legitimate starter here. I like Devin White, but, I mean, he's still in the other linebackers. And I think that Jeremiah Trotter is going to work with him to work hard like he did to be a great player in his league. So
Chuck,
it's
a great call, man. And you're right. It was the cherry on top. Good call, Chuck. It was the cherry on top of this draft because people were excited anyway before the Trotz Jr. pick. People were excited. They got Cooper DeJean in the second round. They got a couple wide receivers that people have some thoughts that could maybe help a little bit here in the slot.
Yeah.
But that was the cherry on top that they brought Trotz Jr. in. And you said it a little while ago, Hugh. I agree with you. This linebacking core doesn't exactly have a lot of things you feel great about.
It ain't like, you know what's funny? Again, I had a chance to talk to Trot. Well, we text via text.
By the way, Trot is going to be on the afternoon show at 4 o'clock today.
Okay, yeah, that's shout out to that man. But I was like, damn, you know, you talk about a perfect storm. There's been a couple times where, you know, you like I've talked to him. I remember when Trot was sitting at home, and Andy called him for his last year he played because the linebacker situation was bad. And I remember sitting in there, and I remember talking to Trot, and I said, dude, I said, man, what the hell are you doing, man? Because he had just did his workout, and he was tired. And I said, dog, what you doing? He said, Hugh, he said, God told me I had one more season. And I looked at him. And, you know, when he talked like that, I know he's serious, and he meant that, and he ended up playing one season. And when I talked to him the other day, and he was talking about, you know, just texting back and forth, And he was like, hey, man, it just felt like it was meant to be. And I was like, you know what else is weird about all of this? Nobody has number 54 on the squad. Like, and you talk about the perfect storm. I was like, wow, nobody, like, I looked through the roster just to make sure. And I'm like, damn, nobody has 54. So he ain't got to worry about the whole rookie thing, trying to get somebody's number. He can step right in and wear his pop's number. Like, that's big. Like, and it's big. And I even teased him and I said, dude, he ain't got to worry about nowhere to stay. Like, he's staying at the house with you, and you probably got the big screen up when y'all gonna be watching film. Dude, you couldn't, like, as a parent, you couldn't ask for anything more to have that type of situation for your son to be in. So, yeah, it's just bananas how everything came together. So, yeah, you know, I'm definitely pulling for him. Definitely put
the 54 thing feels like it was almost meant to be.
Yeah.
Like it was like just sitting there waiting, and the Eagles took advantage of it and grabbed him when he was still on the board in the fifth round. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, man?
Real quick on the Eagles and then Sixers. What a year for a young linebacker to make a mark on this team. You know, the linebacker position is kind of wide open, so I feel pretty good about the fact that Trotter Jr. could possibly get some playing time at that position. And I think I like everything the Eagles did on the draft. They pretty much addressed most of their needs, but specifically the defense.
Well, and the secondary, Jeff. I mean, all offseason, yeah. I just kept – it never made sense to me. Like, I know you could say, well, yeah, it's the pass rush or the coordinator, but, like, if your pass defense is that bad, you got to get new defensive backs. And, you know, they got Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and obviously Rodgers is reinstated, but I thought they needed a lot more, and I'd say Mitchell and DeJean, that's a lot more right there.
Yep, and it's night and day between the two ownerships, between the Sixers and the Eagles. I mean, I've heard the 20 seconds I heard Jeffrey Lurie talk was probably 20 seconds more than I've heard Josh Harris talk in the last 2 or 3 years, except when he was talking about the Commanders. Anyway, so here's the thing about Joel. He's an elite player. He has elite talent. I don't know if he's a complete elite player because he doesn't step up enough. You know, he dropped that 50 the other day. But there's too many times where he's just slacked off, and this team is not built when one of the main players slacks off. They only have him and Maxey. They have a bunch of the other guys are a bunch of Robert Covingtons. Like they can't step up because they just don't have the talent. And Joel, like Chuck said, Joel doesn't have that killer instinct. And as an elite player, you either have to elevate yourself and take over a game, or you have to elevate the players around you to take over a game when you don't have it. And he can't do that consistently.
So, and that's Jeff, that's the NBA playoffs. The killers, the guys that have the killer instincts, they win championships.
Definitely.
And the other guys don't.
So if I have to blame or put blame on anybody, so I didn't expect anything, so I'm not really mad. I'm like Tupac over here. I ain't mad at him. I'm just saying that the ownership over the last 9 or 10 years, the one constant has been Embiid, and the other constant has been not bringing in the correct players to play around him and or the coaches. So that's where I'm at with this team. I'm ambivalent, if you want to put it that way.
Well, unfortunately, Jeff, I think a lot of people are becoming that way. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call, and that's the worst thing for the franchise. If people – it's only so much hurt people could have in the playoffs before they start to stop believing, and that – Hugh, that's the worst thing. When people don't believe anymore, that's hard to change.
And that's what I kind of felt. Like, again, like, you know, I know that when you talk about this being a sports town and how it's a bad look and everything, I agree with all of that. But at the same time, I also hear the fans talk about how much they've given and not gotten anything in return. I mean, that's the reality of this situation too. And I think that even though everything that Joel Embiid said was correct about this being a sports town and how you'd be a disappointed and everything like that, I mean, you have to kind of look at yourself a little bit, I think, and realize what you've kind of done to this fan base. I mean, they're a little jaded. Not a little jaded. A lot jaded.
Well, and on top of it, Hugh, a lot of these terrible losses have been at home.
Yes.
So it's like not only – it's one thing watching on TV at home, whatever, right? Like, it hurts. But I bet it hurts even extra being in the building for a really bad loss. Like, this game was just like Game 6 against the Celtics last. Remember, they could have closed them out, and they barely scored the last 5 minutes. They had to go back to Boston. We know what happened. Those really stick with people.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the one thing that I heard, man. And the one thing that I never subscribed to is living in the past. But there's a lot of hurt Sixers fans around this city, dog. And when you call them to the carpet like that, and their retort was, "Well, hell, I've been riding with you for 8 years, and you've come up short just like you did now." I mean, that resonates. I mean, you have to know that. I mean, you know, I'm not, you know, as a former athlete, and I'm pretty sure, and as we know, a lot of athletes, they watch their Twitter feed, and you can't not be blind to the fact that you, regardless of what the situation is, because I'm not making any excuses, but you have to know that this fan base feels that there's been plenty of times that you fell short.
You always have to know that. You always bring up examples, Hugh, like the ebb and flow of a relationship, you know, a husband, wife, or whatever the kind of relationship is, right? And you kind of have to sometimes tread lightly on what you say when you say it. That's the way I felt about Embiid talking about the fans yesterday. Like, all right,
do that, man.
Maybe you're not wrong in what you're saying. It is annoying. But maybe after you go without a basket in the fourth quarter, isn't the time.
You got to look at yourself.
Whew.
You got to look at yourself, dog. You know, like, you know, when it comes to that toilet, like with the toilet seat thing, you got to look at yourself sometime and realize where this might be coming from and understand that. You got to look at the other side. And I don't think he's doing that. I really don't.
Yeah, my first thought when I heard his comments, I was like, this is the time you're going to say this? It's okay. You can feel whatever you want as a player when your building is overtaken by the rogue crowd. I'm sure it's frustrating. I mean, it's frustrating for all of us to watch that happen. I get it. But you gotta not answer that question that way. That was just way over the top. Alex is up next. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, man, like, listening to this fan, like, some of these callers, man, it's like you're in an abusive relationship. It's not his fault. He didn't mean to hit me. Like, Joel Embiid sucks, man. The process didn't work. He's not the freaking answer. He's not. He's the problem. Like, well, what do we keep doing? Every year, he's sitting there crying, oh, I've been here 10 years. I've never seen it. Well, guess what? We've been here 10 years, too. And we have seen this over and over and over again. I don't blame the fans for not showing up. It's no fun when the rabbit got the gun. You keep not showing up for us. Guess what? You don't deserve for us to show up for you. Like, why should we keep on doing it? Like, why should we keep supporting them? They don't put forth the effort to be representing the city of Philadelphia, the show me state. You know what I mean? Show us what you got. I'm tired of hearing all these excuses for Embiid and the team and everything. He's just not the dude. It's time to move on from him. And it's a shame because 2 years ago, you might have got something great for him. Now you stuck with this daggone anchor around your neck that you ain't going to be able to offload because the dude's hurt every year.
Well, the last part is the truth, Alex. Man, he is hurt every year. That's the reality. Alex, we appreciate the phone call. And that's what frustrated me. Like, yeah, he could say, I mean, the line, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. Well, Joel, you're considered one of the best players in the world. I mean, and you've had three games in this series where you've been a zero in the fourth quarter. Like, that's you. That's not on the fans. That's on you. 215-592-9494. We'll keep your calls going after the break. A brutal Sixers loss. I feel like I've said that. I don't even have to sit here today. Just take a show and take my voice from last year, the year before. It's the same thing. Your reaction to that and Beat's comments calling out the fans and the Eagles draft. We'll get to some more audio from Howie here. What does the DeJean and Mitchell picks mean for Darius Slay and James Bradbury?
Dun, dun, dun.
More moves to come here. We'll discuss it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94W.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.